Thor Tripp.
I like all those guys. I don't necessarily know if I love any of them.
Thor Tripp.
It's reminiscent of Bubba Watson.
Thor Tripp.
It's kind of a boring answer.
Yeah.
Thor Tripp.
But I'm certainly one of the bandwagon media members.
Cause a trip bring me late.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, as we get the chance to do, to the newest segment on Game Time 1620 The Zone, Thor's Hammers. Thor, what are your hot picks for the week? Hey, welcome to the club, brother. You're a gambler now.
Oh, man. I don't know if I'm a gambler. I feel like my quote-unquote gambling is like a sure thing. So I don't know if that's a sign of a gambler. That's bad news. But I feel like, you know, if I think it's going to happen, it's going to happen. So...
But I mean, if you can whittle it down to a sure thing, like we'll just start selling your picks. Like
I was gonna say, like,
it's 70% of his picks. Thor Tripp.
Right. We'll just talk privately, and then we'll just flip the pot. You know,
that Verzal
money over there. You know, we'll split the pot at ties on and make it easy.
I got after you on your tweet. You can't be giving away the goods, but what was your first bet? I'm intrigued.
My first bet of the weekend when I was there was actually I was actually planning on betting Nebraska Ohio State, but we didn't get in time to get to a sports book by then. So actually my first bet was that Iowa Minnesota game, that Iowa Minnesota basketball game. And I took Minnesota in the over, being a Gopher fan, and they delivered for me right away, so that worked out pretty well. I did lose. I bet on what was it, Kansas,
mm-hmm.
on the road at Kentucky that night.
Okay,
and I think I was the only one in the whole place that picked Kansas, because I was pumped because at halftime they were up like three and they were favored to they were getting 5 points.
Oh yeah,
I was like, all right, I'm in good shape. And then Kentucky wins by like 8, you know. I'm like, all right, whatever. But everybody else is pumped, but you know. But then UNO did me a solid at SPSU by covering there. So it worked out okay for me. It was a solid weekend. I spent some of the additional winnings on the first touchdown of the Super Bowl bet.
Oh my God! Look at you go!
I know. I was thinking that. Tom Brady was like 35-1,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, I can see the Patriots getting down to the one, and Brady with his patented like quarterback sneak spike, like, hey, I'm 41 in your face. So I saw that happening, and it didn't happen, which was frustrating because they got down to like the two,
mm-hmm.
and then they handed it to Michelle, and I was like, all right, you get stuffed at the one, I'm in good shape. And of course Of course, he punches it in, and I was like, man, I was one defensive tackle play away,
yep.
from making a boatload. And you know, that's how it goes. It was fun. It was fun while it lasted.
So did you get the, when you placed the bet, did you get the little kind of like rushy tingle once you're like, ooh, okay, it's a little different than when I'm normally watching the game?
I did, and like, I was a total amateur hour thing. Like, I went up there, and I was like, yeah, can I put a... you know, this down on Tom Brady scoring the first touchdown. He's like, sir, I need a bet number.
I need a bet.
I was like, what? What are you talking about? He's like, oh, all right, I'll go get the sheet. All right, sorry.
I would like 100 on number 135.
Yeah. I was like, B836. Yep. Right there, like, hoping that I can read still, you know, in the midst of everything. So,
yeah
it was good, though. It worked out well. It was fun. It was kind of weird, like one of those things where it's like if you're there, you kind of have to do it. It's part of the experience, you know.
It's the peer pressuriest place ever.
It is. It really is. And you could sit. You know, some people like, man, some people react so strong to everything, and like the horse racing people are nuts.
Uh-huh.
Like, they're over in the corner just screaming and like throwing stuff and swearing, like every, you know, exactly when the race ends because half the place is swearing. And the other place is like, dude, I'm trying to watch my game. Like, chill, you know?
Oh.
But, the horse racing fans, man, they're hardcore. I did, my wife and I were at the Kentucky Derby 2 years ago. And so we were betting on horses. And Actually, I like betting on stuff like the day before.
Uh-huh.
Because it's like, if there's like four or five horses, and I always pick like a 35-1 to win.
Yeah.
And I'm like, say what you want, you got a 1-in-4 shot of winning.
Mm-hmm.
So the first bet I ever made, ever, was on horse racing at Churchill Downs. And the horse that was 35-1 won it.
Sure so did.
I made like $700 the first time I put any money down. So I bet willingly the rest of the way because I was like, well, I'm not going to lose any money while I'm here, so we're good.
Yeah.
And then once you get into like actual Kentucky Derby day where you got stacked field, you know, you got 12 plus horses every time.
Oh yeah.
You know, your chances of winning are so much tougher. So I thought it was more successful overall betting the day before when it's like four or five horses.
Mm-hmm.
And if you get one or two long shots to pay off, you're in good shape. So that was my very limited amateur strategy when it comes to betting so far. So happy.
The results have been
positive. So maybe that's a bad sign that I, you know, I'm right across the river from Council Bluffs. I don't know. We'll see how it goes.
Every time I'm on, the first 5 minutes of your call is going to be Thor's hammer. Who are we hammering today?
I like it.
Thor Tripp, Kate.
I would have bet on Minnesota again the other night. Last night or two nights ago?
Yep.
I would have bet on them again to hammer Indiana at home. So mm-hmm. I would have been solid there.
Absolutely. Thor Tripp, KETV, joining us here on Game Time. Thor, I'm gonna circle back to one, but it's that time of year. It's championship season. Wrestling just finished up. Lots of winners. Can you kind of dig into covering that event? The wrestling event, did you cover much of that? I mean, that thing is chaos to me. There's stuff going on everywhere all the time.
Yeah, it's madness. It's crazy because you show up and, I mean, it's an all-day thing, especially Thursday. Like, Thursday is probably one of the busiest days of the sports calendar year in terms of what we have to do because you show up Thursday and everybody is alive. You got 16 wrestlers in 14 weight classes in four classes of wrestlers. So you got so much action that you need to try and keep tabs on. And it's kind of unfortunate because you go in, like I go in with a sheet that has this number of wrestlers. Like I was covering B and C on Thursday in the afternoon session.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a list of probably, you know, you end up with a list of three or four or five guys at each weight class between B and C that you'd like to cover because, you know, this guy's 37-5 or this guy finished sixth last year. Well, in reality, once you get down to it, if you're not undefeated or you're a defending champ, your chances of making it on are so tough on Thursday because there's so many storylines to cover. So it's hard because there's usually one or two that surprise you. Like there was a kid from Blair, Gabe Rand, and he came into the tournament. He was like 33-12 or something, which is a great record, but it's not 44-0 like we're showing highlights of most of the guys.
Right.
So he's down. I was actually shooting the match because the kid he was wrestling was like 28-3 from Boys Town.
Mm-hmm.
And the Boys Town kid was up like 7-1. And I'm shooting another match right next to it. And all of a sudden, I look over and the Blair kid's got the Boys Town kid on his back. So I'm shooting that and he reacts. He's pumped and comes back from a 7-1 deficit and wins. And then later on in the night, he ends up winning his quarterfinal match as well. So this kid that you didn't necessarily expect, like I have all these wrestlers on my sheet. He's not even on my sheet because I didn't think he was going to win two matches. So it's just, that kind of stuff is always fun, but it's so crazy because you spend the whole day there. I mean, Matt was there, you know, 9 a.m., and he left at, like, probably 7 p.m. And for me, like, you know, I got there at like, 3, and I was there for the whole night till like, 10 or 11. But I also had to spend about 2 hours when I was at the Nebraska basketball game the night before.
Mm-hmm.
I had to spend like 2 hours getting organized because you know how it is. You see like, all right, here's the weight class I need to look at. Here's the wrestler. Here's the match number. And it's just chaos. So
It'd be
you can tell who's been doing it before and who's been through it and who are the new sports people in town that are covering it. if you haven't done it before and you don't realize you need to plan ahead, you're just totally lost. And you could tell in the coverage kind of how that goes. It's not anybody's fault. It's just you need to go through it to see how you need to handle it those days.
So you just motion tracking GoPros just by however many mats there are, by everybody GoPro, and just have it follow the motion, then everybody use the feed.
Yeah, it would be funny to watch somebody, like, videotape us, like, while we're covering it, and just, like, okay, shoot this match. All right, look at your sheet. All right, where's next? All right, we got to go here. This is next. And just, you know, it's just nuts. So it ends up being a really fun weekend because you get a lot of coverage. And the thing about wrestling is we just, during the season with the basketball teams and hockey and all that stuff, it's hard to give wrestling a ton of love.
Yep.
We do like the Metro tournaments and stuff like, and big events like that. But in reality, we're just not covering wrestling that much. So the way we feel is that, all right, these guys have 3 days where we're just going to blow it out of the water. So Matt and I will both do like a 2-minute story on each class. And that way we get in, you know, like, for example, on Saturday, we had every single Omaha Metro wrestler from classes A, B, C, D were mentioned in our story.
Oh, that's great.
So we got everybody. And the problem is not a problem, but we have to cover Iowa too, because there's a lot of Iowa schools that are nearby. So I had three or four wrestlers from Iowa that I needed to mention. Two of the guys won and two of the guys lost in the finals. But you know, you get a lot of guys to wrestle, to mention. So you're talking about 3 minutes out of your 4 minutes of coverage or state wrestling. And so it gets to be a lot for people that aren't wrestling fans, but I figured, you know, it's just they deserve the coverage for those few days that they get it.
Yeah, it does. It's an amazing event, and it's always it's must watch. Like, I'll be honest, if they televised Thursday through Saturday when they do the championship, I'd probably watch the vast majority of that. But it is, as I said, it is championship season. Swimming is this weekend. And then, of course, you got district basketball. You guys heading down to cover that. What's a swimmer that everybody should probably watch out for?
Well, I mean, swimming, it's interesting because obviously, like, from our perspective, there's a ton of team, you know, the team race is kind of the stuff that we always cover a lot of, because really Creighton Prep and Omaha Marion are so consistent from a team perspective in the Metro. So we do a lot with them because they're most likely to win the title. And Marion has a returning state champ diver, and so she, you know, obviously has a great shot at defending her title. So those are kind of the things that we'll touch on most. But you know, it's just kind of fun to show up, and you know, that's another sport that we just don't cover a ton of during the year. We did the Metro Conference tournament meet like I think a week ago, and other than that, they just don't get a ton of love from us. So it's fun to kind of show up, have an idea of what we want to cover, but then also just kind of let it happen and see what's of interest, who does well, who sets records. And because you can't always predict that stuff as much as you can maybe basketball or football and some of that stuff.
Yeah, and that is true. Basketball districts are going on right now. We got to see the Count of Monte Cristo last night and his brother at Paisans. We're heading over to Scott to watch Elkhorn. Elkhorn Matt Michael doubled overtime thriller. What do you guys got on in store for the rest of this district weekend?
Well, it's going to be interesting because the schedules have changed already for tonight's action with the weather and OPS canceled, after-school activities. So, like, the girls' Class A sub-districts got pushed back from today until Thursday. Aside from Millard North's game at home, I think they're hosting Norfolk. So, that, you know, that travel trip isn't very quick. So, they're going to try and get that one in. And then some of the boys sub-district action has been, a lot of the games have been moved up from a 7 o'clock start to 4:30 or 5, something like that. So, we'll still have plenty of action tonight. I think hopefully we can get some of these games in and get off the roads before it gets crazy tonight. But that's one thing about it for me, being a Minnesota guy, you know, having a little snow on the roads, like, I can still handle myself. Like, I'll be fine, you know. I'm not worried about it. But the problem is you get some people out here that just, you know, they have no idea what to do. It's like you're in Texas and they've never seen snow before. You'd think it wasn't the Midwest. But we'll see how it goes. But I think we'll be okay to get out to at least a few games and get them some love tonight.
See,
it should be fun. But this time of year, like you said, it's just it's awesome because you've got so many moving parts at the same time. It just keeps you busy, which is good.
I'll include some of you Minnesotans in my new business. When it snows in the south, I'm just going to get Greyhounds and drive down and just drop people off at Southerner's houses and be like, all right, we're just going to drive your car.
Yep,
$100 a day. We'll drive your car in this half a centimeter of snow, so you don't kill other people.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's going to be less than 30. There's no rain or snow in the forecast, but you never know. And the roads might be cold, too cold to drive on. You get some of the ridiculous stuff. But let's hope we don't have to worry too much about it tonight. People are safe, but you know, fingers crossed.
Award winner, KETV Zone, Thor Tripp. Thor, looking forward to the Hammers next week. Thanks for joining us, bud.
You bet, man. We'll see you later.
See ya. Oh, yeah. See, that's what you got to find somebody that's new to gambling. Then they just they go on a heater right out of the gate, right? Then they win. Thor's Hammers. I came up with that name on my own. We'll take a break. We'll come back here with more Game Time. 16:20 The Zone.